afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is bonded together with him. The Bible reference is from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 to 31. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The term wait upon is translated from the Hebrew word kavah, signifying to gather or to bind together, perhaps by twisting. It's comparable to twisting ropes together to form one braided rope. Contextually, therefore, wait upon might not be the most accurate choice of words in translating what the prophet Isaiah said in that verse. For example, when you read the creation story in Genesis 1 verse 9, the same Hebrew word kavah is used when God commanded the water below the sky to come together in one place so that the land will appear. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Also, in Jeremiah 3 verse 17, where the scripture emphasizes the idea of people being united or bonded together, the same word is used. At the time, they shall call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered unto it. So when Isaiah 40 verse 31 speaks of those who wait upon the Lord, a more accurate understanding will be those who are gathered together or those who are bonded together with the Lord. They shall renew their strength. What does this tell us in the light of the New Testament? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Now you can understand why the Holy Spirit has come to live in you. You and the Holy Spirit have become one in that rich fellowship. It's a bonding together as it were. We've been brought into oneness with divinity. It's an inseparable union. We are in him and he is in us. Glory to God. This is the reason we can enjoy rich fellowship with him in prayer, praying in tongues, and be reinvigorated through and through. We've been brought into a communion, a place of relationship and oneness of spirit. Hallelujah. We ought to enjoy that fellowship every day. It's not something you go into and come out of, for you are in him and he's in you. Wow. Bonding together with him. You are in him and he's in you. And that's all we preach to you every day. We share with you every day. You are in God and God is in you. Act like it. Study your Bible, keep praying, keep confessing the word, keep proclaiming you and him, and he sees you. Hallelujah. For further study, read Romans 8, verse 11, Ephesians 5, verse 30, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 13, and 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Judges chapters 10 to 11 and Luke chapter 12 verse 49 to 59. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 118 and Romans chapter 9 verse 14 to 25. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, thank you for my inseparable oneness with you, which gives me the privilege and awesome blessing of constant fellowship with you. As a result of this deep communion, I'm strengthened, energized, and continually afire to serve you. Live for you and fulfill your purpose for my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bonded together with him. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you tomorrow.